Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
This is gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
They're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everyone. It's the Snowplow Show. This is Brad, RB, whatever. And I'm doing a live show tonight. The first live show I've done in like 4 years now. On the evening show, anyway. I do morning shows. I don't do evening shows that much. First thing I should say, though, is that fuck Mixler. Just like I said before, Carlito is streaming on the Twitch, on the Prank Call Nation Twitch machine, which is at twitch.tv/prankcallnation. There are currently 24 people watching him. He just bought some guns. Carlito is a very poor person. He only has, I think the last time I checked, he had like $6,000. So he's pretty much basically a hobo. Carlito the hobo. So, stop listening on Mixler and go look on Twitch, and you can listen to the show on Twitch while you watch Carlito play Grand Theft Auto online. And the last few nights, I don't know, Laugh Track Matt's there, Zax is there, Green What's-His-Face is there. What's his name again? Tech Green, blah, blah. Just Green. Green is there. I always hang out with him. A lot of other people. I always forget names and stuff because I'm old. But yeah, everyone should just log out of, just leave Mixler right now and go to twitch.tv/prankcallnation. Grand Theft Auto is out on PC now, so we're probably going to be broadcasting on that a lot more. I broadcasted last night for most of Sloth's show while Sloth called all the pizzas, which was really fun. And Zax kept blowing me up. Fuck you, Zax. Somebody in the chat room was asking if we have our own crew. Josh is. Hi, Josh. Yeah, we have a crew for the Grand Theft Auto on PC or on everything. Just go to phonelosers.com, look in the right sidebar, and there's a picture of, Grand Theft Auto. Join the crew. I forget the name of it. It's a stupid name. Whoever set it up is a big stupid. He named it PLA Radio, which doesn't exist anymore. And he made the crew code thing RBCP. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just weird for me because I'm RBCP and everyone has my name next to their name. It's weird. I play it on the PC. When I'm not on the PC, I'm on the Xbox 360. I don't have an Xbox One and I probably never will. At least not for a few more years. Because fuck that shit. But anyway, there's going to be no G-Ad tonight. G-Ad is busy doing family stuff. So he's going to be here next week. He promised he was, and he told me his idea for next week. And I'm going to spoil it for you guys. So here's his idea for next week. No, just kidding. I don't know if I'm allowed to do that. Anyway, so no G-Ad tonight. Instead, you're stuck with me. I'm sorry. I didn't really plan anything like G-Ad always does. But I have a big list here of people's phone numbers that somebody sent me. By the way, you know what? I was watching, what's it called? Daredevil on Netflix, and it is amazing. I was watching that just 30 minutes ago, watching episode 11, and then I clicked on episode 12. I was going to watch all of episode 12, and guess what? It's not available to stream on Netflix. What the hell? It's there. Episode 12 and 13 are there. You can click on them, and it looks like it's going to load, and then it says, not available to stream on Netflix. Sorry. Fucking assholes. So I downloaded them on a torrent. I just finished it. And the reason I'm telling you this is I'm probably only going to do like 2 hours because I'm going to do one of two things after the show. I'm either going to watch the rest of Daredevil because it's amazing and I really want to see how it ends. I know I'm stupid for saying this because everyone in the chat room now is going to tell me how it ends. But I don't care. I know he survives because their season 2's been renewed already. Whatever, you can tell me. I'll try not to read it though. I downloaded them from torrents. If Netflix isn't going to let me watch it, then I'm going to be illegal about it. God, the viewership went down on Twitch. What the hell, people? 21 people watching on Twitch. Everyone log out of the Mixler. Go watch on Twitch. Nicole was telling me last night that it's a pain in the ass to watch on Twitch. I think she's saying you have to have an account to watch on Twitch. I'm not sure if I believe her because I've watched on Twitch before without being logged in before I had an account. Maybe they've changed things though. Only 19 now. Apparently everyone hates Carlito. He's wrecking a lot. I think he's high. Okay, so anyway, I don't have a lot planned. What I have planned, first I'm going to change this music. So I don't have my music, my old Android cell phone anymore where I play the music from normally because I got rid of it. I don't own it anymore. I need to get another MP3 player for background music. I can't hear the music that's playing right now, but I'm playing some music by Trash 80, and I think it might be really repetitive, and if it is, just please let me know. Yeah, Dr. L, I should play Gremlins in my head. But yeah, if this is too loud or too annoying, please let me know, because I can't hear it. I don't hear a thing right now. I don't think I can. Why don't they let me hear it? What the hell, Mixler? Fucking Mixler. I should be able to hear it. But please let me know if it's too loud or if it's annoying or anything. Because I can't hear it. Okay, let's get to the prank request. The one single prank request. ZK2K says it's perfect. The prank request is this. It's from... wrote me an email and he says this. This is going to be our entire show for tonight. If it doesn't work out, then, you know, I'm not going to do this. I'll give up and I'll go to pizzas or something. I'm going to steal Sloth's idea from last night from the science show. I'm just going to call up pizza places and get pizza customer numbers and we'll call up pizzas. That's what our show will be tonight. But I would like to try this first. It says, okay, so here we are, almost 200 names and numbers, comma numbers. I think he was drunk when he wrote this. And addresses for, I'm not going to say the name here, but it's a country club. They are both managed by the Homeowners Association, so I can call these 200 people. He doesn't say where he got this list, by the way. It's just a bunch of rich people that live on a country club. They are also in charge of the country club next door. They are allowed to use our pools and beaches and nature trails. Condos, $100,000 to $300,000. And the houses are $250,000. Well, it doesn't say thousand. The houses cost $250 to $1 million. So that's a pretty crazy range right there. $250 to $1 million. Those houses have got to be all over the place. He tells me the general manager's name is Robert. He's a total asshole. Tells people with 10-year-old sheds to tear them down or a $1,000 a month fine. He's a bully. So, caller ID, the number I should display to call in, okay. That's one thing I forgot to do before I started this show. Let's change my caller ID to this number that he says to change my caller ID to. This is the caller ID of the Homeowners Association. I'm doing that right now. Changed. They love to issue fines for every little thing. Everyone hates them. There is a board of directors. 8 homeowners. He wants me to revoke their lake privileges. No beach use or pool use or nature trails if you commit a violation. That's going to be their punishments. And they send letters yelling at you for putting trash bags out next to trash cans. The covenants state that you must use trash cans. If you have extra bags, you must buy extra trash cans. Yes, I have gotten two letters for this. So the guy that submitted this, he's one of these people. I wonder if his name's on this list. Let me look through the list real quick. Oh, they're not alphabetized. They're chronological, going by the address. Wait, can I change that? Fucking spreadsheets. Why do you guys use spreadsheets? What's wrong with you people using spreadsheets all the time? Let's check on Twitch. Twitch has 23 people right now. It's dark out. Carlito's driving around in an old 70s looking car. And I don't know. Where's everyone else? Where's Laugh Track Matt? So if you want to play Grand Theft Auto with Laugh Track Matt, now's your chance. He's always on. I tried to get in his car yesterday and he just kept trying to run me over. Like as if he were drunk or something. I don't understand. Zax was blowing me up. What a jerk. Anyway, okay, back to this list. He says, they send letters yelling at you for putting trash bags out next to your trash cans. The Covenants, I read this, didn't I? Okay, yeah, I'm done with this email. Hey, if you're on my Facebook, you may have noticed me post something earlier this week. Or maybe it was last week, I don't know. My BFF, my childhood BFF. We're not BFFs anymore, but we used to be BFFs. He reminded me of something I used to do as a child. And he said, and I'd completely forgotten about this. You know, speaking of trash cans, he said, I used to put notes on people's trash cans on garbage day. I would write a note. I would try to imitate adult handwriting. And I would say, garbage man, please take the trash can with you because I've purchased new trash cans. And this was like in grade school or junior high or something. I used to put notes on people's trash cans and say, just take the trash can because it's old and I've gotten a new one. So this is the last day I'll ever need one. Take the trash can, throw it away. And I remember where this started after he reminded me. This lady, I used to go up and down the alleys looking for cool trash, electronics items and stuff. And this lady actually had a note on her trash can. Dear garbage man, please take my trash can because I bought a new one. And I took that note off of her old trash can and put it on her new trash can. But then I started, okay, why am I even talking about this? Let's start calling people. All right. Let's get started. The first person is... Oh, but that's everyone's homework assignment. I want you all to put notes on people's trash cans and say to your garbage man, please take this trash can. It's old. I bought a new one. Just throw in the trash. I don't even know if these people are going to answer. These all look like home phone numbers. Let's find out. I'm calling the first one. And, of course, chat room, I need your ideas. Because other than... ideas. I don't really have any ideas.
Hello?
Hello, Stephanie?
No, Stephanie doesn't live here anymore. This is her parents.
Oh, is this Mrs.
Yes, it is.
Okay, you still live at the same address, though, right? 67?
Yes, 67 is our home. Stephanie is our daughter.
Oh, okay. All right.
She's
the one that started all this because she reported you. I'm actually calling from the Homeowners Association. And
yes.
She took some pictures, Stephanie took some pictures of your garbage on garbage day, and you had garbage bags out next to the trash cans. And as you know,
what? You're
not allowed to have garbage bags next to the trash cans. You have to buy extra trash cans.
No, you know what? I don't even know what you're talking about. My daughter would never take pictures of my front yard and give you pictures. I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe you don't know her that well. But no,
I know my daughter.
We got an email from her, and she showed us pictures.
No, you didn't. And what time is this? Really on a Friday night?
Okay, let's see.
Who is this?
10:24. It's not that late, ma'am.
Give me your name. I need your name.
I already gave you my name.
And
I can call
exactly
any time of night I want because I'm with the Homeowners Association.
I'm being harassed right now. I can't believe it.
You are in violation, and we're going to start fining you if you keep putting trash bags out next to your trash cans.
Who is it?
That makes this neighborhood look like a bunch of hobos.
I cannot. Honestly, is this a for real call?
Of course it is.
Can I please have your name?
My name is Roy Gerbel. I'm from the Homeowners Association.
Roy Gerbel. Hold on one second.
I work under Robert.
Oh, give me your number first.
No, it's on your caller ID, stupid. It's on your caller ID. You can see it right there.
Did you just say stupid?
Well, what the hell? You're asking for my number? And
okay.
Guess what?
He's saying that our daughters took pictures of trash in front of our house. We had cans and we put trash bags out.
You can't do that.
We know that we are not supposed to do that. We're getting a call on a Friday night at 10:30. Are you with?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Okay, well, it's hard to tell because she didn't tell me she was talking to someone else.
Your name is Roy what?
She just kind of started talking to... Yeah, tell that bitch to be quiet because I'm trying to talk here. She didn't even tell me she was talking to someone else.
Wipe. I got your number, all right?
I know. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
ID. What's your last name?
Well, I'm glad you know how to use caller ID because the woman sure doesn't. My name is Roy Gerbel. I work under Bob.
What is your problem, man?
We have pictures of your house, and you've got trash bags out next to your trash cans, and that's not allowed.
I've never put trash bags out next to my trash cans. My trash cans are just trash cans.
I know, but...
I never have trash bags on my property.
She sent us several photographs.
I want your phone number.
Listen, she sent us several photographs now. Stephanie asked.
Oh, I don't give a shit. Give me your phone number.
Hey, listen, you goddamn asshole. Stephanie has sent us emails showing us pictures in front of your house. Holy crap. That was the first call. This is another Atherton, I think. Wow, okay. This could be a fun night. I thought this was going to suck. I thought I was just going to have to give up and start doing pizzas. Okay, so should I call them back? I don't know. Let's call them back.
Hello?
Hey, you didn't let me get to the end part. I had something else to tell you. Sir? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's hard to hear you now because you put me on speaker. You're probably trying to record my call. We get this all the time. But me and Stephanie, we've been seeing each other, and I've asked for her hand in marriage, and we are getting married.
Yeah, what are you, some kind of nut? Is that what's wrong with you?
No, I'm not. I work for Bob.
You work for who?
For Bob.
You got the wrong number.
What are you talking about? This is the on road, right?
Well, she's not a anymore, and she doesn't live here.
I know she doesn't live there. She gave me your number and took pictures. She emailed me pictures of your trash cans with trash bags.
Well, send them over to me.
You look like a bunch of hobos there with your trash bags out in the curb.
Your mother probably looks like a fucking hobo sucking my dick. How's that sound?
Oh, okay. Well, I tell you what. I'm going to fine you $1,000 for each of these pictures that I've been sent.
You find me all you want.
No, I will.
He's allowed to get married, he says. I don't know. I got a phone number here, but we'll find out. I'm going to just call find out what he's saying.
Oh, yeah. I wonder.
Hey, Roy, what's your last name since my daughter's getting married to you?
I already told you my last name, and I told your wife my last name.
I didn't hear it. I wasn't listening.
Yeah, because you were just babbling on and on.
Yeah, what's your last name, Roy?
It's Sherbell.
Yeah, Sherbell.
So your daughter's last name is going to be Sherbell from now on.
Okay, cool.
And we're not going to allow you to come to our house.
Oh, that's fine.
Because we don't want you. You're a couple of asshole, couple of hobo assholes.
All right. So whatever your deal is, man, whatever. Sorry. I want you to, calm down. I'm calling the police right now.
What do you mean calm down? I'm not the one that's freaking out. You're the one that's freaking out.
I'm calling the police.
And you're breaking the law by having trash bags.
I am going to call the police.
Trash bags.
And let them know that you gave me a call and that you put a number in for...
I don't care what you do.
And let them trace the call back to you.
I don't care what you do because you're the one that's in violation.
What's your actual phone number? Why don't you give me your real phone number?
Look on your caller ID, stupid.
Give me the real number that you're calling from.
Will you tell that hoe in the background to be quiet? She's so annoying. Do you have to listen to that every day?
What's your phone number, dude?
It's on your caller ID, dude.
You're scamming a call.
Scamming? So, everyone says I'm scamming when I make these calls.
Really?
I don't understand.
Roy? Sherbell, huh? We'll find out.
Okay. I can't wait. Bye, honey.
Okay. All right.
I should have just left it at the first call. Stupid, stupid me. Mason Jar says I need to end the show now. It's all downhill from here. I think he's right. It's all downhill from that first call. The second call was kind of stupid. Oh, look at this. Carlito's got another guy on the back of his motorcycle. It looks pretty gay to me. And they're shooting people. It's all downhill from that first call. Oh, no. Stupid. Carlito's got the sound really loud on his Grand Theft Auto. Carlito's got another guy on the... So that kind of sucks. Turn down your sound, Carlito. I had a hard time. I was broadcasting last night during science, and I had to turn down my sound. I kept having to turn off GTA, turn down my sound. I don't know if I ever got it to work right. But anyway, yeah. Everyone, fuck Mixler. Go listen on twitch.tv/prankcallnation with the other 28 people that are listening. Give me a second while I figure out how to work spreadsheets. I'm really bad at working spreadsheets. Kind of like that couple I just talked to. They're bad at working caller ID. Delete. There it is. Delete. Okay, so that was number one of 200. I have 199 more people to call. If I do pizza calls tonight, it's going to be this neighborhood. Everyone in the chat room's saying stuff about pizza calls. I don't understand what they're saying, though. Order pizzas and cabs. Maybe they're telling me to do the same thing. I don't know. All right, here goes. Second call on the list. Number two of 100 and of 200. So far, that one was the wrong person. She doesn't even live there. I know a bunch of suggestions have come in already on the chat room, but I wasn't paying much attention. Sorry. Probably just going to do the same thing again, but I'm all for taking suggestions.
The number you dialed is not in service.
Fucking Sean. Next on the list. Oh, by the way, I wanted to look at this list on Google Street View, and I can't because this place is so exclusive that the Street View cars can't get into their neighborhood, I assume. It's like a gated community. They have to have the secret password to get into the community. I can look at their houses from above, from the satellites or the airplanes or whatever. It's right next to this golf club. Oh, there's several golf clubs, it looks like. And a lake. Oh, wait. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. And lots of trees and everything. It looks very much like Atherton from above. But I think their streets are nicer. Anyway, yeah, I can't look at Street View because there is no Street View. They will not allow Street View into their little subdivision thing. Hockey Man wants me to complain about the marijuana smell. Maybe I'll try that.
The number you dialed is not in service.
Hello.
Hello, Tammy?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Not interested, Roy.
What? No, I'm from the Homeowners Association, stupid. What? Come on. All right, let me write down the name of the Homeowners Association on a post-it. Give me a second here. Not interested. What a jerk. Okay, let me try her again. Okay, Stalin. If she picks up.
Hello.
Hi, this is Roy again. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
I am not interested.
Hey, listen, you stupid. I'm going to charge you a $100 hang-up fee. She's hung up on me. Yeah, she's not interesting. This is one way to get the Homeowners Association off your back.
We are not available now. Please leave your name.
Okay, all right, she wins. I'm not calling back. Calling the next person on the list. That lady's not interested.
Hello?
Hello, Fawn?
Yeah?
Hey, this is David. I'm from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And we have a small problem. It seems we have several complaints now from your neighbors. They're saying they smell a lot of marijuana smoke coming from your address.
I'm sorry, are you kidding?
No, of course not, ma'am.
This is a joke, right?
Of course not, ma'am.
Like, right now they're calling and complaining?
Oh, no, not right now. I'm just saying we've had several complaints within the past couple of weeks. People just keep saying they
I think you have my house mistaken.
All right, do you live on...
Okay. Who are you with?
I'm with the...
And why are you calling at 11 o'clock?
Well, we've been trying to reach you earlier, but there was no answer. And we figure someone like you that smokes a lot of marijuana probably is a late-night person.
Okay, seriously, who is this?
My name is Dave. This is a joke. I'm with the... We've just been getting complaints from your neighbors, and we can't have complaints like this. They're saying they smell a lot of marijuana smoke.
Okay, who is this? Really?
Holy shit, I've told you 4 times now. Dave.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye, Fawn. Just not buying it. Whatever. This is going to be like that Texas neighborhood where they just didn't believe me for anything. Maybe I should do the alarm company calls. Those seem to work really well on those Texas people that weren't very old.
Hello?
Hi, I was calling for Pamela.
She's not in at the moment. Can I take a message?
Was this Mr.
Yeah, well, it's her husband.
Oh, okay, great. I'm calling from the Homeowners Association.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had a small problem. It seems like in your trash, we've been finding a lot of generic food items instead of brand names. And that's not really allowed here in the neighborhood. You're supposed to just buy good brand name foods and stuff instead of generic brands.
Excuse me?
You know, like, when you buy a brand in the grocery store, I know that's probably Pamela's job, but when she's buying a lot of generic brands, like you can't afford the good stuff, you can't afford the brand names.
This is a joke, right?
Of course not, no. And we've just noticed...
You guys are going through our trash?
Yeah, this is something the Homeowners Association does from time to time, and we've noticed it just seems like it's happening more and more lately that you keep buying generic brands.
Okay.
You know, like...
Yeah.
So you're...
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm the one that does the buying here, and I buy from reputable stores, so...
Mm-hmm. From the what store?
I buy from Costco and Wegmans.
Yeah, Costco, they have the generic brands, too. You can choose the name brand items, or you can choose the cheap generic stuff the hobos use. And we've been noticing a lot of the generic brands in your trash.
Hobos?
You know what I mean.
That's very disrespectful, sir.
Well, we don't have hobos around here, so it doesn't really matter.
Really?
I'm just saying, it's
you obviously haven't spent much time in this community.
It's in your contract. You're not allowed to buy a lot of generic food like that. You know, from time to time, occasionally, it's not a big deal, but it seems like you're buying more generic than you are name brand these days.
Okay,
and
hold on.
If it keeps up, there's going to be a fine.
What's your name?
My name is Roy Gerbel. I work for Robert at the Homeowners Association. You're using paper to write this down? Isn't that something that poor people do? Don't you have a computer or a phone or something? You just type it in real quick. I thought I heard paper rustling in the background.
Well, yeah, moving stuff around. What? Dude, you're being very rude. That's like, who cares what people use to write on? Roy, can you spell your last name?
It just seems like very hobo of me. R-O-Y is my first name.
It is hobo of you. R-O-Y.
Of you, not of me. I don't use paper, sir.
Oh, I use scrap paper because I like to recycle as much as possible.
Why don't you just use your phone? You don't have to use any paper then. That's much better
because
for the earth.
Because the paper's already been printed on. If I can use it again and again and again and get as much use out of it as possible, and then you burn it in my fireplace, I will do so. And that's my choice, and that's my right as a human being and a citizen of this country. And your last name is, sir?
Is it also your choice to use generic brands when you go to the grocery store?
Yeah, absolutely.
No,
what's
it's not.
What's your last name, sir?
It's in your contract. You're not allowed to use generic brands like that.
What's your name, sir?
And we let it slide from time to time. But you're
calling me up about my trash when we have people speeding down our road doing 40 miles an hour.
Okay, look, we're dealing with that. Okay,
on the road.
We're dealing with that. We have to deal with one thing at a time. We're doing our best.
And what about the guy that drives the truck around?
Okay, listen.
And he goes up to Wegmans and Walmart and goes up to Mount Airy. Listen, taking care of that too?
Listen, asshole. If we didn't have to deal with people like you all the time, then we'd have
asshole.
More time.
Okay.
Hey, shut the
now
fuck
I'm
up.
An asshole.
Listen, we would have more time to deal with real issues if we didn't have to deal with you doing stuff like this.
Dude.
Buying generic brands.
What are you talking about? You're wasting your time going through my trash. And if I catch anybody going through my trash, we'll have another issue. It's my trash.
Yeah, but have you ever read the contract with the Homeowners Association?
This is the first time I'm hearing of any of this. And I've been living here for quite a long time.
All right. Well, apparently you don't
first
know how things
I'm
work.
First time I'm hearing of any of this.
But you're wasting everyone's time by buying generic brands. You're causing me to make this phone call to you when I could be dealing with the speeders
you're
on your street.
You're wasting your time by going through people's trash and worrying about what they're buying from a store, which they have the right to do.
No, they do not. If you read the contract, you would know. It's your trash.
And you work for who again?
I'm with the Homeowners Association. You know which Homeowners
so
Association.
So you work for the Country Club.
Well, we're all the same entity.
Are you?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. So when I called up tomorrow and I tell these people that you're calling me an asshole and a hobo, they're going to back you up. Is that it?
I don't care what you do, but if you don't stop this, we're going to start fining you.
Obviously you do because you're going through my trash.
Okay. Well, maybe you should just stop being such a fucking hobo and we won't have to fine you like this.
A fucking hobo. Oh, my God. Dude, you realize that you are like seriously... What's your last name?
Gerbel.
Gerbel.
Yeah, G-H-E-R-B-E-I-L.
Okay. I have not used any bad language with you at all. I didn't accuse you of that. Yeah, but you're using it with me. And that's not appropriate, dude.
Okay.
Not appropriate on any level.
I don't see why I should have to be respectful of you if you're buying generic brands.
I will talk to my wife about this, and I'm certainly going to follow up about this.
I hope you do, because we need to straighten this out. You need to stop buying generic brands from the store.
Good night, sir.
You fucking idiot. Are you still there, sir? He's gone. Gandalf Pimp wants me to sell their trash to the Chinese government. I'll do that to the next person. I can't believe that guy believed me. He didn't seem like he was at first, but then all of a sudden he seemed to believe me.
Hello?
Hello, Kevin?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know we're required by, it's a new law they passed. We're required by law to let you know that we're selling the contents of your trash to the Chinese government. And
okay.
I just needed to let you know that we're, you know, we go through the trash and just look through the records and whatever, things that you haven't shredded, and we sell that to the Chinese government.
That's cute. Why would you do that?
Oh, it's just something they do. It's to make a little bit of extra money here at the Homeowners Association. But it's some stupid new law they passed, and we just have to let you know.
What's the law?
I don't know the law number or anything like that. It's a new law they passed. I'm sorry.
If this was a serious call, you probably should know that.
Well, maybe it's not.
And what's your name?
My name is Roy Gerbel. We're just calling up all of the neighborhood, the people in the neighborhood, and letting them know we're selling the contents of your trash. It's like an itemized list of all the things in your trash, and if there's any personal identifying information on it, we sell all of that to the Chinese government.
Oh, okay. And how do you spell your last name, Roy?
I never gave you my last name. So
you did. You said Gerbel.
Oh, did I? Sorry, I'm a little drunk tonight. Yeah, it's Gerbil.
Oh, okay. Got it.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, we've been noticing you've been buying a lot of generic brands lately. And that's kind of against the rules here. You're supposed to be buying brand names. Because otherwise, you're using all these generic brands. It makes us look like a bunch of a neighborhood full of hobos.
Oh, well, you know.
So if you just...
I'm gonna I'm going to take the number that's on my phone.
Okay.
And I'm going to call security.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm going to call the police.
Oh, no.
I probably wouldn't call here again.
I don't plan to, but we're going to start fining you if you don't stop buying generic brands.
Okay.
Big dummy.
Good night.
You big hobo.
Good night. I hope you can get some wonderful sleep and dream well.
Okay.
And all that.
Have a bunch of nice hobo dreams, sir.
Okay.
Dreams of your generic foods that you eat. Elky wants me to tell them they've been dressing like hobos. I'm going to tell them to stop shopping at Walmart. Hold on, let me get a note page up here. An electronic note page on my computer, because I'm not a hobo. I don't use paper. I don't use scrap paper to write things down. This definitely isn't a pink post-it notepad in front of me. Okay, so yeah, they've been dressing like hobos. I'm going to do Elky's idea next. It looks like Carlito has now stolen a van. He just ran over a girl. Where the hell is everyone else, Carlito? Now he's got a news van chasing him down and running him off the road. What the hell did you do? Anyway, okay, next call. And it's almost 8 o'clock my time. I think that means it's about time for a break. I'm a big fan of taking breaks at the top of the hour. So next, we're going to call why are these all girls' names? We're going to call Allison. These really are. I'm looking through the list here, and there's occasional male names, but for the most part, it is female names. So I'm guessing they signed up for some sort of a cooking class, or maybe a sewing class, or just a parenting, mothering class. And he got the list from that, because that's all that females do, you know? They just sign up for housewife stuff.
Hey, hello?
Hello, is this Mr. Jansen?
This is.
Hey, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes, sir.
And I just needed to let you know, we've had a lot of complaints, and we've been keeping an eye on your place and everything, and we've noticed that you guys have been dressing like hobos lately when you go out in public.
Who is this, really?
I'm with the Homeowners Association, and we just need you to stop shopping at Walmart for your clothes, if you could just...
Y'all are funny.
We can't have the neighborhood looking like hobos. You can't just dress like that. It's very hobo-y.
But I like being a hobo.
What's that?
Hobos are good.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Are you? Wait a minute. Is this the Homeowners Association official making a statement against hobos? Because I can sue for discrimination.
Oh, no, you can't.
Discrimination against hobos.
No, we're allowed to have an opinion. This is America still.
No, this is discrimination. Homeowners Association is discriminating against hobos and Walmart shoppers.
Hobos aren't real people.
What is your name?
They're not real people. They don't have feelings.
I just heard a discriminating kind of comment here.
Yeah, well, listen, you're a fucking idiot if you think that. Because hobos, they don't have feelings. They're not real people, okay? Wow, he was laughing at me and everything. He thought I was great until I said that. So I want to try that one again. He knew I was full of shit, I think.
The number you dialed is...
So we only have about 190 numbers left. And only an hour left to call them all. So let's see. Next. Next is Peter. It's a male's name. Crap, I'm going to get sued. Snowplow Show is going to get sued for being discriminating against hobos.
Hello, Margaret speaking.
Hello, Margaret?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I was just calling. We've gotten a few complaints at your address, and the neighbors are saying that you're dressing kind of like a hobo.
Mind you, we don't live in anymore.
You don't live on court?
No.
Oh, thank God. Did they make you move out because you were such a hobo?
I'm sorry. Nobody made us move out. I don't know who I'm speaking to.
I already told you. I'm Roy from the Homeowners Association. Yeah, you probably moved into the slums because we had many reports that you were dressing like a hobo.
It's after 11 o'clock at night.
Well, it's just a minute after. You don't have to exaggerate so much. But I hope wherever you live now, I hope they're more accepting of your hobo attire. And I'm very glad that you left our neighborhood. Because we also had reports that you kept putting trash bags out next to the trash cans. Ma'am? Hello, ma'am? Hello? All right. She's gone. I mean, I hung up on her because she wasn't saying anything. All right. So, yeah, it's 8 o'clock. That's break time, right? I'm going to just play a couple songs. I'm going to watch Carlito play Grand Theft Auto for a few minutes. Let's see what he's doing. All right. So, yeah, it's 8 o'clock. Yeah, so, yeah, if you got GTA for your PC, you should go find Carlito, because he looks lonely. He's just driving around by himself. Now he's beating up people on the street, getting ready to go into a gun shop. What a jerk. But yeah, I'm just going to play a song or two, and then I'll be right back.
All alone in your pajamas, writing letters to your grandma. She doesn't understand what's wrong with kids today. Things were better back in 1938. You go to school, you do the homework. Extra credit, but you still feel like a jerk. Second captain of the debating club. You've got the GPA, but where is the dirty love? It's not right. You're by yourself on a Friday night. Lost and alone. You gotta work if you want the bone. Put your hands on.
I went grocery shopping and got tons of man meat. Chicken and sinking pork to grill up and eat. Cook it up with seasoning, sprinkle it on top, flip it over, rinse, repeat. I got the shit on lock. Put my face real close to savor all the scents. Nothing like man meat from my mouth, that's where it's meant. Stick it in, suck the juices, make my belly feel content. Prefer it soft and chewy, straight and not bent. Can't refuse this when you go looking for man food. It's gotta be big and savory and neat. No artificial preservatives, negating all the flavor. Like my mammy while I'm deep before I share it with a neighbor. Come over, smelling the grill.
Hey, Jammies, what you cooking?
Just some man meat, dog. Pull a chair over, quit looking. Bring the BBQ, maybe a joint to hit. My man meat's off the hook. Swallow it, don't spit.
Man meat, I'm hungry for some. Man meat, salty on my tongue.
Man meat,
makes my belly go yum.
Man meat,
man meat,
man meat.
What?
Man meat.
Bitches can't handle my
man meat.
97% fat free.
Man meat.
Lean and rare.
Man meat.
Man meat.
Man meat.
What?
Walking through the aisles, can't find American meat. The saltest steaks of cold plates. Man, that shit was sweet.
Excuse me, sir. Would you like a French fillet?
Hell no, you tutti frutti. I don't eat my meat gay. Give me a prime rib, red as my blood. I want to salivate so much that I cause a flood. I hit the next aisle and it's all fruits and veggies. What goes good with meat? Potato wedgies. Where are all the taters, the skins, and the tots? The store is so gigantic that I think I'm getting lost. Stop, think I need a drink. Man, grocery shopping. Sees a girl behind the counter, looks at me and starts to wink. She knows what's in my sack, 7 pounds of beef. She smiled a big and showed me those pearly teeth. Come with me, pretty lady, I know just what to do. There's a DJ down the street having a barbecue.
Man meat, I'm hungry for some.
Man meat,
salty on my tongue.
Man meat,
makes my belly go yum.
Man meat,
man meat,
man meat.
What?
Man meat.
Bitches can't handle my
man meat.
97% fat free.
Man meat.
Lean and rare.
Man meat.
Man meat.
Man meat.
What?
A cut off a tender piece. Bloody pink and loopy. Says it's really chewy. Tips his hat like a pippy. Sits down satisfied. Congratulating my dinner while rubbing his belly with some sauces that dribble down from his chin onto his white shirt. His wife's gonna be angry, but my man meat's like childbirth. It's an amazing sensation. The taste of this creation. My man meat's the best. Number one in the nation. Neighbors all come from across the lawn.
Hey, look at Shammer's BBQ, but all the meat's gone.
Sorry, bro, but I think that there's no more.
Don't worry, bro, cause I just went to the store. I got 7 pounds of beef to throw on the grill.
Well, shit, I got 2 empty stomachs to fill.
You guys wanna share? You're so sweet.
Hell nah, bitch, this is man meat.
Man meat.
I'm hungry for some.
Man meat.
Salty on my tongue.
Man meat.
Makes my belly go yum.
Man meat.
Man meat.
Man meat.
What?
Man meat.
Bitches can't handle my
man meat.
97% fat free.
Man meat.
Lean and rare.
Man meat.
Man meat.
Man meat.
What?
Man meat.
Man meat.
So I'd like to thank all of y'all for coming out to my barbecue. Hey, Bimani boy, how you doing, man?
Not so good, man. This is like false advertising. I thought I came here expecting one thing and I got another.
You didn't expect a barbecue? What'd you think, I was talking about something else?
Yeah, I thought you were talking about dicks.
Okay, I'm back. Hey, everyone. This is Roy, RB Brad, RBCP, whatever. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. G-Ad couldn't make it tonight, so I'm filling in for him. Tonight, if you're listening on Mixlr, you're a hobo. Only hobos use Mixlr. Tonight, the cool thing to listen on is Twitch, because Carlito is on Twitch, and he's standing on the beach right now, and he's just throwing bombs around all willy-nilly at people. I guess someone just tried to kill him. Now here comes the cops. I think he's getting ready to die. He's just standing there. What's... Don't die, Oh, look, he's got a friend. Okay, he has friends now. Carlito has friends. But anyway, if you want to listen on the Twitch, it's twitch.tv/prankcallnation. Now that Grand Theft Auto is out on the PC, I plan to broadcast on Twitch whenever I listen to shows, because that's what I usually do when I'm listening to prank call shows on Prank Call Nation. I play Grand Theft Auto, so now I'm just going to start broadcasting it, like Carlito's doing right now. It's been a fun week. Me and Carlito have been hanging out on Grand Theft Auto with Zax and Laugh Track Matt, a bunch of other people. Is he going to die? I see somebody near him. Wake up, Carlito. Someone's driving circles around him. I think they're his friend. They're not killing him. Anyway, let's get back to these calls. Thank you, hobo listeners, for listening on the Mixlr, and the new cooler listeners on twitch.tv/prankcallnation. Looks like the next idea on the list is from Cactus Boy. He wants me to say that I was...
The number you dialed is not in...
He wants me to say I was looking through their windows, and I'm offended that they had sex. So that's going to be the next one. That's a stupid idea, Cactus Boy. But I'm going to do it anyway. And I know other people have been sending ideas on the IRCs. I'm having a hard time following along. Sorry if I'm missing most of the ideas. Yes, there's also a Phone Losers Twitch, but I never use that one. I just use the Prank Call Nation Twitch. Phone Losers Twitch does belong to me.
Hello?
Hello, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association. Is this Mr. Dorsey? Hey, we just have a small problem here we needed to ask you about.
Okay.
It looks like we've had some... One of our employees, they were looking in your window, and they saw that you were walking around naked.
No, you had the wrong eyes.
Oh, no, I don't have
the wrong eyes.
The wrong house? Are you on the road?
Yeah, but I haven't been walking around through here naked, no.
Well, somebody in that house has been walking around naked. And we also saw them have sex.
I know you're crazy.
No, I'm not crazy, sir. I'm from the homeowners.
Well, somebody is not in this house.
Okay. Well, is it someone else there? Like, was someone else?
Yeah, me and my wife and little granddaughter.
Okay, well, which one of you were walking around naked and then having sex?
I told you nobody here.
Well, somebody was, because we were looking in your windows with binoculars.
I was looking in my window.
Nobody have no sex. Nobody here crazy.
Nobody there has sex? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Well, they got Pete and Tom around here.
Hey, look, it's in the contract. Can you tell that lady to shut the hell up? Because...
That's my wife.
Okay, yeah, tell your wife to shut the fuck up.
I wish I could get close to you. I'd rip your ass going and coming.
No.
You're up here telling somebody that got it here.
Now, listen,
I told you that anyway.
It's in your contract with the Homeowners Association. You're not allowed to be walking around naked with your windows open and then having...
I told you that. She ain't not in this house. Now, you go to the wrong house.
No, we have...
Somebody in this house walk around naked.
We have people looking in your windows with binoculars. And they're...
What are you doing? Looking at people's windows with binoculars.
Can you tell that lady to shut the fuck up? Because we're men...
Shut up. It's free for me to open up, and I'm going to do it.
Please tell her to get back in the kitchen, sir. Say, get back in the kitchen, bitch.
But look, why don't you just get whoever told you that and come by and stop by my house?
No, I'm calling to let you know We're going to have to start fining you. We're going to have to. It's a $500 fine every time we look in your window.
Every time somebody calling in, I've been calling in, say, I've seen this, and I see, and you couldn't prove it yet.
Oh, no, we have pictures of you walking around naked in your house.
I have no pictures of me.
Well, I've got 5 hours on this phone talking.
We have pictures, sir, and it's not.
What's
just...
What's your name?
My name is Roy. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Ain't nobody seen me walking around naked. But I don't walk around naked.
Also...
Some Homeowners Association or something.
Yeah.
They took some pictures. They took no pictures of us having sex. That's for sure.
Yeah, and listen. Speaking of, when you are clothed, it looks like you're wearing hobo clothes. Like you're very, very low rent looking clothes.
I'll tell you what. Bring that pictures by you. Stop by and show them to me.
And you need to wear nicer clothes, sir.
Oh man, I'm wearing the same thing I've been wearing. And whatever you're talking, you know what you can do.
Hey, listen. Tell that lady.
You can take that camera and whoever told you that. And go right straight to hell.
Oh, we're gonna fine you for this. You're gonna pay
$500
a week for every week that we see you walking around naked in your house through your windows.
Well, you're gonna mess around, fine you yourself, because you ain't seen me walking in no damn house having no sex.
Well, you need to learn to read your contracts.
I ain't got no contract with nobody.
We're with the Homeowners Association, you idiot.
I ain't got you idiot yourself, you damn stupid ass.
We're with the country club.
I ain't got no contract with nobody.
We're with the country club, stupid.
I ain't got no country club either. You're the stupid ass.
You don't have to be a member of the country club, but we're still with the Homeowners Association, and you're not allowed to walk around naked having sex.
Homeowners Association. I ain't got nothing to do with no Homeowners Association either.
We've got drones, you know, the quadcopters, and they look in your windows.
Yeah, man. They come by the house and stop.
I don't want to come by your hobo house where you're all naked all the time.
I'm not going to lay in bed and lose my breath. This is some kind of shit like that. I'm just going to go ahead and hang up on you.
Okay, I'm going to fine you $500. $500 for hanging up on me.
$500.
Yeah, for hanging up on me.
Do it.
That's what you get. $500 fine.
You go ahead and do it.
The hang-up fee.
You go ahead and don't charge me for it. And get the lawyer, whoever got charges,
tell that lady in the background to shut the hell up.
I don't have to shut up. This is my mouth. If you want to shut it up, you come here and shut it up.
Tell her to get in the kitchen. They go back to the kitchen, ma'am.
You better get in the kitchen yourself.
You will be in the kitchen if I can get close to you.
Yeah, she's...
I have my fist in your damn mouth.
We're going to have to fine her for interrupting a man's conversation.
We're in fine her, then. You're the stupid ass.
What? Why would you call me a stupid ass? That's not nice.
Well, you just called me one, didn't you?
No, I never once said you were a stupid ass. I just said you're a hobo. You're a naked hobo.
Well, I tell you what. You take the pictures and do whatever you and show them to me. And I wish I could get hold of you.
Look, we've got a drone flying outside your window right now. We can see in there. You guys are laying in bed and you're naked.
You're a damn liar, too.
Maybe you are.
Laying in bed and you can see.
You know one thing? You must have a sex problem.
I'm allowed to be naked because I work for the Homeowners Association. We're allowed to be naked.
You were talking about your house this time of night, saying that kind of message and what's up wrong with your ears.
Well, it's because you don't answer during the day because you're too busy being hobos and wearing hobo clothes and being naked.
Yeah.
Can you tell that lady to shut up?
Well, she didn't have to shut up.
Okay.
You'd be shutting up if I could get close to you. If you was a man, you'd come by the house and stop me.
You do, too, have to talk to me. If you hang up, you get a hang-up fee, $500 hang-up fine.
All right. There you are, then.
Here
you go. I'm going to $5. So I'm...
All right. Next one. I don't think I'm going to make it to all 200 of these, because I've only called, 12 now? Out of the 200? Oh, wait, it should show me exactly. There's 135 left. I don't think I'm going to make it. Because, you know, I got to quit in 35 minutes so I can watch the rest of Daredevil. Got to finish up Daredevil.
The number you dialed is...
This must be a really old list. I mean, not really old, because we've gotten a lot of good answers, but a lot of disconnected numbers. Or maybe, just maybe, home phones are dying out. I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but all of these look like home phone numbers. Like the area code and prefix, they're all the same. There's just an occasional one that looks like it might be a cell.
The number you dialed...
I don't think they're dead, though. These people sound younger than the other neighborhoods I've called. The people from the phone book. So I don't feel like these are... What the hell?
The number you dialed is not...
I don't feel like these are dead people. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Thank you, Cactus Boy, for telling me the sex, looking in the windows idea, whatever. Maybe I could tell them that I heard that they're going to have a garage sale this weekend. And that's something that hobos do. No garage sales in this neighborhood.
Hi, you reached the truth. Please leave a message after the beep. Please.
Oh, that was so cute. That was just incredibly adorable. That wasn't annoying at all. That wasn't the most annoying thing ever to everyone ever in the entire world except for the parents. Except for the mother. I'm sure the husband was annoyed by it too. But he had to play along. He's like, oh yeah, sure honey, that was cute. Super cute. Please leave that on our machine for years.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Hale?
No, I think you've got the wrong
phone. Oh, fucking shit. You don't live on 6730?
No.
Fuck.
This is not Mr. Hale's number. We get calls for him all the time.
Oh, really? So yeah, I'm with the Homeowners Association. We were trying to call him up so we could yell at him about some things.
Maybe she could walk over there and knock on his door. And
maybe you should walk over there. You know, don't tell me how to do my job. Fucking asshole.
Oh, wonderful. You're such a pleasant person, aren't you?
Yeah, well, you know, I have to deal with a lot of hobos and stuff, so it's...
You got a wonderful homeowner association, then.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of...
in charge of it?
Well, I make all the calls, and, you know, I have to deal with people like him, like Mr. Hale. And he can't even keep a phone number. I mean, his phone number's changed. Only hobos change their phone numbers.
Really? Yeah. Yep. So I would recommend you going over there. And,
okay, yeah.
And when you do talk to him, tell him to stop getting out my phone numbers.
Yeah, well, don't tell me how to do my job, dickface.
Oh, I know. You're so offended.
I am.
You're quite the person.
Yep. You told me.
Yeah.
All right.
Well... All right, well, you melt back into your world of lava.
Okay.
I'm not trying to tell you to do your job or anything.
Yeah, don't tell me how to melt back into my world, motherfucker.
And you got colorful language, too.
That's right, because I have to deal with assholes all day, like you.
Your education must be huge.
Yep. You got me.
Yeah. I got you pegged.
You totally zinged me right there, talking about my education.
Sir. Yeah. Must be proud. Your parents are proud.
Yep. I hope so.
Okay. Well, you have a wonderful night.
All right. Good job, sir. You win the call. All right. Fucking Sean, give me old, outdated phone numbers. Thanks a lot for that. World of Lala. I'm going to write that down. That's going to be the title of tonight's show. World of Lala. World of Lala. Thanks for listening to the World of Lala tonight, everyone.
Hello,
Mr. Gamble.
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know that we've heard from several neighbors now that you are not practicing Christians. And you're required to go to church and be a Christian in this neighborhood.
Who is this?
My name is Dave. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten word from several people now. It's been confirmed that you guys are not Christians. You and Catherine.
Is this a joke?
Of course not, sir. I would not joke about Christianity. So, are you Satanists? Are you pagans? What's going on there? Well, we're going to have to fine you if you're not going to be Christians. You think this is funny, not to be a Christian? If you can assure me that you'll show up at church and you'll get a receipt from the pastor, then we may decide not to fine you this weekend.
You're going to fine us this weekend?
No, we're planning on fining you for not being Christians. But are you planning on going to church on Sunday?
You call my house at 11:30 at night.
What time is it?
11:30 at night.
Yes. Have you read your contract with the Homeowners Association recently? Because it states very clearly that you are supposed to be Christian. You're required to be a Christian.
What's your name?
My name is Roy Gerbel. I work Ooh. For Bob.
What's your number?
That's on your caller ID. So, are we going to have a problem here? Are you going to continue being Satanists? He hung up. Like a Satanist would. I hit a nerve. That was Nova's idea. Thank you, Nova. IC says I should have asked him if he still has the complimentary Bible we gave him with the deed of the house. I'm going to save the number to the Homeowners Association. I'm going to call them up maybe on Monday and be like, hey, have you gotten any hilarious messages over the weekend? I really need to remember to do that. I'm probably going to forget, but I really should try to remember to do that.
Hello?
Hello, Charles?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from the LLA, the Homeowners Association.
Yes, Roy.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Well, not so bad. Why are you calling?
Okay, well, I don't have time for small talk, all right? We have some complaints that you guys have been doing a lot of screaming during sex, and that is against the rules of the Homeowners Association.
Well, that's fun.
And you're not allowed to. You need to be quieter, or at least close your windows when you're having sex.
Sure.
All right.
You bet.
Okay, because it's a
Why
real.
Why are you bothering me?
No, it's a real problem. Your neighbors have been complaining about it. And also, they've been looking in the windows and reporting. We've had several pictures emailed to us that you've been walking around your house naked. And you can't walk around your house naked. That's against the rules of the Homeowners Association. It's in the contract.
Is that right?
That's right. You don't want to get a fine, do you? I don't like to fine people. I feel like a jerk when I fine people, but I have to do it because of people like you.
You're breaking my heart, Roy.
Well, I'm not trying to do that. I want our neighborhood to be nice. So people don't think this is a neighborhood full of hobos. Were you sleeping?
Good night.
What are you doing right now? Are you sleeping or are you walking around naked and having loud sex? I'll try that one again because he didn't really respond. To it. I'm breaking his heart. That idea was from Minmax 123. What a dumb name. I hate your name. Somebody kick him from the room immediately for having a dumb name. That's a hobo name. 121 numbers left.
Hello,
Mrs. Stouffer?
Oh, yes.
Hi, this is Roy. I'm calling from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And we've had several reports now from your neighbors, and they say that you've been hiding Jews in your attic. And that's not allowed in our neighborhood.
What the heck are you doing?
Ma'am, we can't have that here. This is a respectable... All right, that was George's fault. I used George's dumb idea. And look what happens. Thanks a lot, George. Hello?
Yes?
Hey, John. This is Roy. I'm with the Homeowners Association. Your wife just hung up on me, and we are going to have to fine her for that.
What?
I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Yeah?
And we've had several reports from people in the neighborhood that you've been hiding Jews in your attic.
Oh, for God's sake.
We can't have that here, sir.
You need to stop calling here.
Well, you need to stop doing what you're doing. It's against the it's in the contract that you signed when you moved into this neighborhood. We can't have that here, sir. This is a respectable neighborhood. Do you understand? Do you want a fine? He's gone.
You rock.
What? Did she say you rock? Oh my God, I hate your answering machine, and I hate your kid. Ugh. This is Roy with the Homeowners Association, by the way. Please call me back. Thank you. Goodbye. Is that what she said? Is that what that little kid said? You rock? Maybe I misunderstood that. That's right, Schmanky. Stupid little vagina monsters. That's what they are. Vagina monsters.
Hello.
Hello, Ellen?
No, this is your daughter, Mary. How can I help you?
Oh, wow, your phone sounds like crap. Oh, this is John. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Oh, you're with the Homeowners Association?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Why are you calling at 11:45 at night?
Well, we've gotten several reports from neighbors that you've been breeding crickets in your garage, because we can hear them chirping.
We've been breeding crickets in our garage. Is this a prank phone call?
No, of course not, ma'am. No, it's against the contract of the Homeowners Association. You're not allowed to breed crickets. You get crickets.
Okay, because here's the problem. Why would we be breeding crickets?
I don't know.
What do crickets do for society here?
I don't know. I don't know what your problem is, but you keep doing that because we've been setting
up. Don't have an attitude with me. I'm the customer.
You're not a customer.
We're not breeding crickets.
You're not a customer. This is not fucking Walmart. You're not a customer, okay?
Okay, don't curse at me. That's rude. I'm going to report you. What's your name? What's your manager's name?
You're not going to report me for shit, ma'am, because I'm going to fine you.
What's your name?
I'm going to fine you for having crickets or breeding crickets in your garage.
Excuse me, what's your name?
We spend a lot of money on traps to trap the crickets and get rid of them, and you're just making the problem worse.
I don't think you understand who you're talking to. I need to know who I'm talking with right now.
Okay, I already told you my name. My name is Roy.
What's your name? Repeat it.
Repeat it again, because I just now repeated it.
Yes.
Roy.
This is not good.
Will you tell those people tell those people in the background to shut the fuck up, because we're trying to talk.
Stop cursing.
If they would shut the fuck
up. I'm a Christian. I don't appreciate you cursing.
If they would shut the fuck up.
I believe in God, and I don't appreciate you cursing.
Okay.
Tell me your name.
Guess what? Fuck is not in the Bible, so it's not a curse word. You're an idiot.
Exactly, which is why I don't believe in that word. What's your name?
You're an idiot. You don't make any sense. I've told you my name about 500 times now, and those people in the background keep interrupting.
I would like to know your name.
It's Roy.
This guy telling me to fuck off.
I never said fuck off.
How's it going?
I never once said fuck off to that stupid bitch. I never said fuck off.
Who is this?
I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
I don't know what her problem is, but I'm gonna fine both of you for her attitude. She's gonna get an attitude fine.
Why? I've been here for over 20 years.
Well, that doesn't does not give you the
why
right.
Are you calling?
That doesn't give you the right to breed crickets in your garage.
Oh, okay.
We've had a serious cricket problem in this neighborhood for the past few years, and we've traced it to your garage.
Yeah.
You fucking asshole. So, what did that lady mean when she said, "Do you know who this is? Is she really important or something?"
I'm sorry.
That made me feel like
crickets.
She's...
I'm looking in the garage right now for the crickets.
You're not going to see them,
I
stupid.
I have the cats in there, and they're chasing them all around.
Yeah. So is she really important? Is that why she said that? Is that why she's like, do you know who I am?
Crickets are too many crickets?
Does your wife have delusions of grandeur? Is that what the problem is?
I wish I was drunk. Oh, God. Crickets.
Fuck you.
Oh, who said he's going to find us?
I'm going to suck your dick so far off that your balls fall to the floor.
Oh, God. All right.
We're
I'm going to have to let you go because I'm...
I'll get my nuts in there now.
That sounds like a threat.
I have to get back to the position.
Yeah, yeah. Get back to that mess of a wife you have. Wow.
Okay.
He looked in the garage for the crickets. All right. Thank you, Mason Jar, for the crickets idea. This doesn't make any sense, and that's why I liked it. That's a tombstone idea. That is a tombstone threat, by the way. Back during the phone show, and we used to do conferences all the time after the phone show, Tombstone loved to threaten people by saying he would suck their dick if they didn't do what he asked. So she's just like Tombstone, basically. I bet you nobody remembers that, but it's true. That was Tombstone's threat. That was his...
The number you dialed is not in service.
That was his loophole. That was his loophole to make threats without actually threatening them. Because what kind of threat is that? I'm going to suck your dick, or else. Wait, no, I said that wrong.
Hello,
Mrs. Kinling?
Who is this?
This is Roy. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a small problem. Is this Mrs. Kinling?
Well, that's my maiden name, and why are you calling at 11:50 at night?
Well, I already told you, I'm with the Homeowners Association. We have a small problem here.
And why is the Homeowners Association calling at 11:50 at night?
Oh, it's because we have a small problem. Remember those other two times I mentioned that earlier tonight?
Right. Well, I'm trying to figure out why I'm being called at almost midnight.
Oh, let me tell you. It's because there's a small problem. Would you like to hear the small problem? Or are you just going to keep asking me the same stupid question over and over and over?
I don't appreciate being spoken to this way.
Okay, well, you're the one just asking me. You're talking...
No, I'm the one that's being called at midnight on a Friday night.
Oh, hey, you said it again. Thanks for that. Make sure you announce the time at least once every 30 seconds for me, or I'll forget what time it is.
It's not a time you call people at home.
Okay, well, we've tried to call you during the daytime, but you're obviously hobos and you just stay up all night, so we're calling you at your type of hours. And
No, I work.
You work. What time do you work? You work in the kitchen? Hello, Mrs. Keenling.
That is not my name.
Oh, well, it's your maiden name. Whatever. You already verified that you're the same person that's on my report here. So we have a small problem.
The Homeowners Association shouldn't have my maiden name at all.
Well, I'm going to fine you for not updating your name with the Homeowners Association.
There is no update.
There is, too. If you change your name, you need to update us with that.
I haven't changed my name.
Then you said it's your maiden name.
Exactly.
Well, you just told me that that's not your name.
Right, and the Homeowners Association, I have been married for far longer than I have ever lived here.
How long? Why do we still have your maiden name, then?
There's no still about it.
Well, why do we have it, then? You're giving fake names on the contracts and everything.
No, I'm not.
Look, we have reports of a lot of orgies happening in your house. Are you filming pornos? And she hung up. Wow, orgy was a trigger word. As soon as I said orgy, click. That was Olga's idea. Olga, you made her hang up. Thanks a lot, Olga. Good job, Olga. I'm fining Olga $150. Let me call one or two more before we take our break.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 3.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Lechanishish.
Who is this?
Well, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
All right.
And we measured your grass, and it's 1 inch longer than it should be. And we're going to have to fine you for that unless you get it taken care of this weekend.
So, is this a joke?
Of course not, no. We take the grass very seriously in this neighborhood. You're not supposed to have your grass... You know, you're not supposed to wait that long to cut your grass. You make the whole neighborhood look like a bunch of hobos. So are you going to be able to cut your grass this weekend?
One second.
All right.
Calling. Here, grass is 1 inch too tall. They're going to have to find it.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Oh, great. Is this a different guy?
Yes.
That's weird. Did he just roll over and hand another guy the phone?
No, we're watching a show called The Walking Dead. It's a great show.
It sounded like he rolled over. Like, we don't allow homosexuals in this neighborhood, sir.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. But anyway, I was calling about the grass. The grass is over an inch longer than it should be. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Holy shit. It's a five. He's hitting five. Five over and over. What does five mean, everyone? I just decoded the touch tone. It's a five. He's gone. He just went nuts on the five button for no reason. Which is funny, because I was listening to one of my older shows tonight, which I was playing on the Mixler, and a lady went crazy on the one button, I remember. And then I got everyone in the chat room to type one a bunch, and it was hilarious. Okay, so that's finished. That was weird. Hey, is everyone listening via Twitch TV? twitch.tv/prankcallnation. That's how you should be listening to the show tonight. It's weird because I see 108 people listening on the Mixler and only 25 people listening on the Twitch. What's wrong with you people? Twitch TV, twitch.tv/prankcallnation. That's how you should be listening to. Sorry, I was listening on Twitch just now. And it's more exciting if you listen on Twitch because you can hear police sirens. You can hear gunshots in the background. It's such a better way to listen. So everyone should log out of the Mixler, go listen on twitch.tv/prankcallnation. Carlito is on the Twitch machine, and I think I'm going to join him in just a few minutes. I think I'm about ready to quit. Maybe, I don't know. I'm going to take a break, though. We're going to take a break. We're going to listen to a few musics, and then I'll be back. I'm walking mutilated, got the power to heal any man's heart with the coldness of steel. Darkness is my flame, on your knees you will kneel. Wrap it around my pinky, their pain you will feel. Got you wishing for release, you'll be begging me for mercy. Recent consequences won't save you from past perjury. But I'm not so bad, so rude, or so mean. Just a lady who's hurt, dealing out injury. They call me fly by night, a mistress of the dark. Evil incarnate, sent to destroy your man's heart. A knife to cut through and rip your ass apart. Got the swiftness of a cat with a blowtorch spark. Cause I'm a kiss, kiss, kiss kaboom. And I'ma send your ass straight up to the moon. And I'm a death dealer, this lady's a man eater. Heavy metal bitch, wielding a weapon, motherfucking killer. Cause I'm a kiss, kiss kaboom. And I'ma send your ass straight up to the moon. And I'm a death dealer, this lady's a man eater. Heavy metal bitch, wielding a weapon, motherfucking killer. I'm leaping buildings in a single bound, just so that I can spill your blood all over this town. I'm sensational, yeah, my looks do kill, but I'm leaving you for dead with no power of will. I got your mind riddled, your head starting to sweat. I wrapped you in suspense, now we're making your pants wet. Too many lessons, such a short life, but this won't hurt, I promise, baby, good night. I'm a super heroine, but I won't save the day. By night is when I hunt and distract my prey. You dangle that bait, attack it, I may. Another fish in the sea, that's what they say. Helplessly he lays there, an unexpected victim. I say this will hurt me more than it does him. He can tell a lie through my flashy grin, and I plaster him to the wall, he's pinned. The truth is too ruthless, and you can't trust your judge. Stab you in the back and rub your face out in the mud. Resist me, I'll try even harder to budge. No pouting, baby, no holding on to a grudge. Cause I'm a kiss, kiss, kiss kaboom. And I'ma send your ass straight up to the moon. And I'm a death dealer, this lady's a man eater. Heavy metal bitch, wielding a weapon, motherfucking killer. Cause I'm a kiss, kiss
kiss kaboom, and I'ma send your ass straight up to the moon. And I'm a death dealer, this lady's a man eater, heavy metal bitch with a weapon, motherfucking killer. You're nothing but a bad man, you deserve a cyanide slip, a signature kiss planted to do your taint to lips. Death is so profound, speaking louder than words. You'll be praying up to heaven, wishing you weren't a perv. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, and I've been down a path where my heart's been torn. It's not a dedication, but a warning to the filthy fools, you better run. Kiss kaboom is on the loose. Wake up early, make a cup of worthy taste to Joe. I know I gotta go before I wake that trashy hoe. Gotta live my life, make my wife happy, cause she knows that I can't be around when I'm making that flow. Yo, it's the money for my wife and my little baby. Baby's lately lazy, making Lacey crazy when I rip her. Lucky Lacey tasty as stripper when I lick her. Orgasm, spasm, like her babysitter. What my wife don't know makes life less tragic. After Lacey, there is Linda, then Bonita, that's a hat trick. After I tap it, act quick and meet the baddest bitch, they call her Kaboom. Seen her through magic. Cause I'm a kiss, kiss, kiss Kaboom. And I'ma send your ass straight up to the moon. And I'm a death dealer, this lady's a man eater. Heavy metal bitch with a weapon, motherfucking killer. Cause I'm a kiss, kiss Kaboom. And I'ma send your ass straight up to the moon. And I'm a death dealer, this lady's a man eater. Heavy metal bitch with a weapon, motherfucking killer.
Hey, everybody. It's time for the last 10 minutes of the show. I don't really think I want to go till for another 45 minutes because I have so much to do. I need to play some Grand Theft Auto. I haven't played Grand Theft Auto once today. That's a very important thing for me to do every single day. And Carlito's on right now. And First is on. You guys remember First? He used to hang out in the chat room. I was looking on Carlito's screen and I saw First was on. First is too cool to hang out in the chat room anymore, but apparently he's playing Grand Theft Auto with us. With Carlito, anyway. Yeah, and then I really need to finish up Daredevil tonight. That's very important. That needs to happen. I was about ready to not even do a show tonight, because I was watching Daredevil, and then all of a sudden, I don't know why, but Netflix has not let me watch the last two episodes. What the hell, Netflix? So everyone can thank Netflix for not letting me watch the last two episodes. So I had to just quit and do a show instead. I was serious. I was going to at least be late doing a show tonight because of that show. But I guess we'll just finish up with a few more of these
the number you dialed.
Disconnected numbers.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Mothershead?
No, this hasn't been her number in about, I don't know, 4 years.
Okay.
And quarter after 12 at night.
Don't be a smartass with me. Is this Mrs. Singh then?
No, it's not her either. This is okay. Mrs. Trout.
Okay. All right. Well, don't get all smartassy with me. Jeez.
It's quarter after 12 at night.
Thank you.
You called me. I didn't call you.
Prankcallnation.com/clock, everyone. Ma'am, she hung up. Oh, that was a good one. That lady was great. Yeah, prankcallnation.com/clock. Carlito loves it when I call up people when I prank people and give out his URLs. I remember he yelled at me once for that, and I don't blame him and everything. But I kept mentioning the Madhouse Live chat room.
The number you dialed.
That was very stupid of me. I'm sorry, Carlito. I couldn't help it just now. I had to do that.
The number you...
We need one more call. That's going to be the goal. For the rest of the night, I'm going to do one last call. I mean, I want one call to work out.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Gilbert?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And we just... We've gotten a few complaints that you just keep looking at people. Like the neighbors and stuff. You just keep looking at them. And you stop looking at them like that.
Huh.
Like,
okay.
We had one neighbor say that you were giving them snake eyes.
Okay. And, are you sure they weren't talking about my son or something?
Oh, no. They said it was the man of the house. And you just can't look at...
748?
Yeah, yeah, and you just can't look at people like that. You can't be looking at everyone.
All right, I'll keep that in mind. Thank you.
One of the neighbors said you have sexual offender eyes.
Oh. Well, okay.
And then another one said you have pedo eyes. And then yet another one said soul-stealing eyes. And then another one said evil eyes, sex eyes, snake eyes, cross eyes. You hung up. Thanks, everyone in the chat room, for all the different eyes that he was giving people. What's the next one I'm doing, everyone? Okay, I'm going to do IC's idea.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after...
That's the best idea ever. I absolutely cannot quit the show until that idea is done from IC. So, thank you, Mason Jar. I didn't see that before.
Hi, this is Dan Leslie and Quet. Please leave a message at the beep. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message.
Wasn't that cute, everyone? Wasn't that just the most adorable answering machine message you've ever heard?
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Mullen?
No.
Oh, Mrs. Mullen. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know that you're getting a new mailman this week.
Okay.
Or starting on Monday morning.
Okay.
But he's disabled. He's in a wheelchair. So you're going to need to install a wheelchair ramp up to your porch. She obviously is not a fan of the Americans with Disabilities Act of 2004. I have to do that one again. That's not acceptable, that one that just happened. I'm going to save that one, seriously. I'm going to save that. Maybe I will call people out of the phone books that have been sent to me. And I will try to do it to them. Tell them their new mailman is disabled. Disabled in the war. So if they're unwilling to do it, they hate America. That's what I'm going to say. They are basically terrorists. I'm going to call the Homeland Security on them if they don't put a wheelchair ramp.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Foster?
Yes.
This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know that you've got a new mailman. He's going to be starting on Monday, and he's handicapped.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
Why are you calling at 12:30 at night to tell me something about a new mailman?
Well, we tried to call earlier and you didn't answer, so...
I don't give a damn. It's 12:30
at
night.
Well, you asked for a reason. Why do you not give a damn? Why'd you ask for the reason if you don't give a damn?
No, because who calls at 12:30 at night?
The Homeowners Association. This is Roy. I already told you that.
What's your last name?
Gerbel. I work for Bob.
And you're calling at 12:30 at night?
Yeah, I need to let you know something about the mailman.
What, that we got a new mailman starting next week?
Well, no, it's more important than that. The mailman is actually disabled, and you're going to need to install a wheelchair ramp on your property to accommodate his disability.
What?
You know, for the Disabilities Act of 2004?
No. Who the hell? What are you talking about? A mailman?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? He doesn't even come to my house.
I know, but he's disabled. What if he has to come up and...
I don't give a damn. Who the hell are you?
Listen, he's a veteran, sir, so you should give a damn.
I could give a grat's ass.
But he fought for your country. He fought for your freedom.
No.
Yes. Yes.
So, you're Roy who?
Gerbel from the LLA.
Okay, hold on. I'd like to take down how to spell your last name.
So what, you don't like the
no,
troops?
No, no, no. Hey,
you don't support the troops?
Go screw yourself.
Holy shit. I need to at least try him back. I'm probably going to regret it, but... That guy is definitely a terrorist. That guy's from ISIS. That was a good way to end the show, right? Sir, hello? Hello? I think that's a good place to end it in the show tonight. That's just the best idea ever. Seriously, IC. Was it IC that submitted that one? Yeah, IC. That's the best idea ever. Thank you for that one. I'm going to hold on to that. I've written it down in my notebook. And I will be doing that to people in the future. Because I can just imagine people getting pissed that they have to install wheelchair ramps for their post office. And they have no right to get pissed. He's a veteran. Fought in the war. We'd all be speaking Iraqi if it wasn't for him, basically. So, yeah, next live show in August. Yes, Akers, you're correct. I need to quit doing a show tonight. If this was the Jihad show, you'd get at least another 20 minutes of show, probably an hour. But nope, I'm not Jihad. So, yeah, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for listening on the twitch.tv/prankcallnation, you non-hobos, and then I guess everyone else on the Mixler. And what the hell is Carlito doing right now? He's been standing in front of a helicopter for the past 20 minutes. I think he fell asleep. There's a guy standing next to him. I think he also fell asleep. That's weird. But I'm going to get on there. I'm going to get on there, and I'm going to go blow up Carlito. So watch out, Carlito. I'm coming for you. I would call to do closing prayers with Radio Shack, Minmax, but they're closed. It's 9:40. There's, like, you know, maybe Hawaii, but no, I'm done. We have to end on a positive call, which was that last guy. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening to the show. I'll see you all next time. PrankCallNation.com, everyone. Woohoo!
I awake from a slumber by a bridge that we're under, 'cause you're shaking me trying to fuck.
Fuck it right in the pussy.
Which is fine, just disgusting, 'cause your cunt's fucking rusting and we both haven't bathed in a month.
Who the hell do you think you are?
You are playing with my penis. We can fuck, just make it quick. Such a pity that your pussy,
fuck it right in the pussy,
smells like shit.
Josh, yes, it's very sad.
It is sad.
Follow me in a ghost world. Creamy dreams, roller coasters, and the beer and the crack all are free. With the ghosts we will revel as we toast to the devil and wake up dizzy under a tree.
Death shall flee from them.
You are playing with my penis. We can fuck, just make it quick. Such a pity that your pussy,
fuck it right in the pussy,
smells like shit. Meth and crack, sucking dude's dick, slutty moist like a dew drip. Flag a sign, counting nickels and dimes. Walk with me to the meth house, dead and spouse to a dead louse. May your sweatpants stay on at all times. You are playing with my penis. We can fuck, just make it quick. Such a pity that your pussy smells like shit. Such a pity that your pussy smells like shit.
من بدا هذا بالفعل وها هو أوباما.